Well, someone to root for, certainly. We said this back in Sarasota, Florida, during spring training. An amazing story of perseverance after about 9 professional seasons in baseball, 176 games on the mound, and close to 800 minor league innings. And best of all, he went to school down the street from here at UMBC. Now Orioles right-hander Zach Clark, and he joins us on the phone line from Safeco Field in Seattle. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So tell me about the feeling when you got that phone call.
It was awesome. I didn't really know what to expect at first because they said they were trying to get me out to Seattle. And then I was like trying to figure out what exactly that meant. I mean, I knew it was good, but I didn't really know what was going on. And then, you know, I had all the time in the airport, so I just got to like soak it in.
Now, after those 9 professional seasons and all those minor league games on the mound, 4 stops in Frederick alone, I mean, what was the first thing that came to mind when you got that phone call from the club?
All that stuff was worth it. I was just like, I got to tell my wife because she's been through the whole thing with me, so I knew she would be excited.
Zach Clark, Orioles right-hander with us here on WBAL. I imagine it was kind of a trip. Where'd you come from? You were with the Tides, obviously, in AAA. Tell me about what happens next.
What do you mean, what happens next?
As far as meeting up with the club, where were you with Norfolk?
Oh, okay. I was at home. It was 6:30 in the morning. I was sleeping. My phone was going off. Didn't really know what was going on. So I had a missed call from BG, Brian Graham, my only coordinator. And I called him right back. And then he told me, we're trying to get you to Seattle. And I was like, oh, man, I just threw a bunch of stuff in a bag and went to the field, threw a bunch of stuff in a bag again, and headed to the airport.
And that first phone call was your wife?
Yeah.
And then you arrive in Seattle. You're dealing with the time change and everything else. Did you go right to the ballpark, meet the team at the team hotel? What happens?
No, I went right to the ballpark. I got in around 5. 5 West Coast time, and or maybe 5:30. I got to the field around 5:30, and they were hitting BP, so I changed, went out for BP, told Buck I was there, and just shagged for a little bit, said hi to some guys, and then came in, said hey to everybody else, and just did my routine.
And you've gotten your family to Seattle, right?
Yeah, my wife's here. She got here this morning, and my dad, my sister, got in last night after the game started.
That's amazing. And we talked about this in the offseason, Zach. Did you anticipate it coming this soon? I think we both thought there was a reasonable chance that you would get the call because they put you on the 40-man. But did you expect it before May 1?
I didn't expect any. I mean, it wasn't like I was expecting anything. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to put a timeline on it. I was expecting I didn't expect it to be my starts in Norfolk hadn't been that great up in the results-wise until my most recent one. And I didn't expect that. I didn't expect to have one good start and then be called up. I thought I would have to, you know, string together a ton or something, or not a ton, but, you know, I wasn't really sure how that worked.
UMBC alum and now Baltimore Orioles, Zach Clark with us here on WBAL. So how were you throwing the ball, and have they expressed a role that you will hold down in any way? What's the basic sentiment from the manager and pitching coach right now?
I'm in the pen right now, so I'm just ready to go. I think today would be my normal start day, so I'm rested, and I'm, you know, ready for whatever they need me for.
Do you get congrats around a major league clubhouse with a bunch of old, you know, crusty guys? I know the Orioles do have more younger guys than most clubs, but do you get that? Do people recognize the moment for a 29-year-old to finally get a shot?
I mean, I don't know how many guys, some of the guys I played with obviously know that I'm older, but, you know, first person I saw was Wieters, and he's like, hey, congrats, man. And everybody has said congratulations to me, so. Well, it's the first time being in the big leagues, so it's special.
What was the more special moment, the phone call from minor league coordinator Brian Graham, the director of player development, or walking into that clubhouse or trotting out to that bullpen last night, what was the most amazing moment to you personally?
The phone call is pretty crazy. But just being here and, you know, I'm looking who I'm on the, you know, on the same team with. And, that's pretty amazing when I'm in the bullpen looking out onto the field and knowing I'm part of what's going on. It's pretty cool.
That is really, really cool. No matter what happens, you will always be a part of this 2013 club. You can tell your grandkids that. You can tell everyone that that you are part of a major league roster. No matter what happens, and a lot of hard work went into it. Did the UMBC crowd? Did your coaches and teammates from UMBC contact you when they heard the news?
Yeah, I think everybody I've come in contact with, it seems like, has contacted me in the past couple of days. And that's pretty cool, because everybody follows the Orioles and in Delaware and Maryland, a lot of people, that's the team they follow. So it's cool. And a lot of people have congratulated me and sent me messages and just been really nice.
Are you the first retriever ever to make it to the show?
No, we had two other guys.
Okay. Number three, though, and my esteemed producer, Jay Cottrell, right now is glowing. He's a UMBC alum as well, and I know a lot of people in the Baltimore area, very proud. You were an Orioles fan growing up, as you've explained to me in the past, growing up down the road in Newark, Delaware. So very exciting stuff. You've persevered, Zach, and best of luck, and hopefully we'll catch up with you in Baltimore soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brett.